أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. You are here with IslamNet, the one and only Dawah organization in Norway, clearing up misconceptions about Islam. You are here with Brother Amir Junaid Muhaddith, formerly known as Loon from Puff Daddy's Bad Boy Entertainment. And in this episode, we want to talk about a little bit more about your previous lifestyle contra this new lifestyle. What changes have you made and how was it to go from that previous life to this life? Because the youth, they just want to hear about the previous life and what you did as a bad boy, you know? So maybe we should just talk about that, inshallah.
Bismillah wa hamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of you are familiar with me being Loon from Bad Boy Records, and a lot of y'all are familiar with some of, you know, the ills that come with being in the music business. But when I elaborate on my past, you know, lifestyle and the things that I've done, is never to entertain you or ever to persuade you to follow in these steps, because the lifestyle that I was living prior to Islam was a very sinful lifestyle. I spent 24 hours of my life, 24 hours a day, in a consistent cycle of sinning and doing things that were only setting me up for destruction. And dying in this state would have only landed me in the hellfire for an eternity. And this is a punishment that cannot be removed. This is a punishment that you cannot be forgiven for. This is a punishment that you cannot repent for once you enter the hellfire. So by Allah's mercy, I was guided into the fold of Islam. But some of the things that I did, alhamdulillah, I'm never going to be proud of. It's not something that I wear as a badge of honor or to show that, hey, look at me, I was jahil and Allah guided me. No, every day I try to implement and exercise gratitude for Allah's mercy being bestowed upon me and guiding me into the fold of Islam. And a lot of, and since I've been a Muslim in a short period of time, I've noticed that a lot of the Muslim youth who are striving to engage in some of these sinful acts that I used to commit with no knowledge. And to know that you, most of you who are born and raised Muslim and have a clear understanding of the punishment of the hellfire, have the clear understanding of dying in the state of kufr, and have a clear understanding of dying in the state of sin without repenting for these sins. The punishment and the anger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who fall into this state is beyond understanding. It's something that you cannot fathom in your mind. And a lot of times, you young brothers and sisters think just because you speak or La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you believe that this statement is something that is going to justify, you know, your actions or your bad deeds. No. And a lot of you young brothers and sisters believe that you can handle the hellfire. You know, a lot of y'all have this misconception, is because I'm Muslim, I'm born Muslim, and I believe La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, I'm saved from the fire. Yes, but it does not make you exempt from the punishment of the hellfire. And in most cases, you can't even sit in a hot house in the summertime without the AC, without being bothered by that minuscule level of heat. And when you think of the hellfire and spending just 5 minutes, 5 seconds in this fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the disbelievers, that He has created to punish even the believers who commit sins against, you know, saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful religion, al-Islam. So I just want to let you know, as a reminder for myself first and foremost, and for all you young brothers and sisters out there, be very mindful of the consequences of these deeds that I used to perform. Be mindful of, you know, the path that these bad deeds were leading me to. And be grateful not only for your brother in Islam, but be grateful for yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to Islam as a mercy and as a means to safeguard yourself from the punishment of the hellfire. And every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wakes me up and breathes air in my lungs and gives me another opportunity to worship Him and Him alone and associate no partners in any form or act of ibadah, this is a responsibility and this is a ni'mah from Allah. This is something that is only given by His mercy. So, you know, when I was, you know, guided to Islam and understand in totality the beauty and benefit and the reward that comes with worshiping Allah, I was quickly able to abstain from every negative act. I was able to abstain from every major sin I used to commit. I was quickly able to detach myself from some of the most detrimental aspects of the dunya, only to seize the opportunity of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying firm, inshallah ta'ala, on the right path, in the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know what I'm saying, but stay on the path of the Quran and the Sunnah by way of the understanding of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once this understanding was established with me, I held on tight to it. I tried every day, you know, and I strive harder and harder every day to try to stay firm upon this understanding, because this is the straight path. This is the only means of earning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we are all resurrected and have to stand accounted for our good and bad deeds. So, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us firm upon what is correct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, grant us success and grant us the opportunity to die in the state of Tawheed, to die in the state of Islam, and not to fall short from this victory that Allah has promised the believers. You know, He promised us, you know, by His mercy to enter His paradise and endure pleasure upon pleasure. So there's nothing that can substitute this. There's no other alternative that can get you there. It's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if you are held up and entering the gates of Jannah, your lineage will not get you there any faster. So do not lean on the fact that you were born Muslim, born in an Arab country, born in the predominantly Muslim, you know what I'm saying, country, or, you know, anywhere that, you know, establishes your birthright of being a Muslim. This does not make you exempt from falling into the state of kufr. It does not make you exempt from the punishment of the hellfire. And this is something that is incumbent upon every Muslim, whether you're born Muslim or reverted to Islam, is to stay firm in your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from what Allah prohibited and hasten to what Allah has made permissible. And Allah knows best. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair for that beautiful answer. I think that will be the last episode. And would you like to say some final words to our brothers and sisters here in Norway? Or just say how you feel here in Norway? Do you like this country? Or what do you think of Oslo?
Well, I always like to generalize my advice to all the youth around the world. Because alhamdulillah, you know, I've definitely received great hospitality and a very warm embrace from the brothers and sisters in Norway. But alhamdulillah, you know, by Allah's permission, I've been able to, you know, encounter this same warm embrace from all the young brothers and sisters around the world. And all I want to do is urge you to definitely never give up studying the religion of Islam. Just because Islam may be your birthright, maybe because, you know, you were born Muslim, you feel the urge to neglect learning or seeking knowledge of Islam. This is something that is incumbent and very much recommended for us to stay firm in our studies of our religion. Because Islam is not a fashion statement. Islam is not something that, you know, you just wear on your sleeve and don't wear on your heart. You know, Islam is something that we have to edge in our hearts, as if we edge, you know, words into stone. Whether you wash them, you know what I'm saying, wipe across them, this does not, you know, remove from a stone. So this is what we need to edge in our hearts, is, you know, firmness upon Tawheed, the understanding of Tawheed, the understanding of singling out Allah Ta'ala in all acts of worship. We need to edge in our hearts, you know, the Quran. We need to constantly read and understand and learn the book of Allah in order to learn who our Lord is. we also need to implement to the best of our ability the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. And we need to stay firm upon these things no matter what we do, whether you're studying in university, whether your time is being preoccupied with work, or whatever the case may be. Always try to establish that firm balance between deen and dunya, because you do not want your life to consist of more dunya than deen. So definitely I urge all of you from around the world, bury yourself in those books. Keep yourself busy with reading, understanding, and memorizing Quran, reading and understanding and memorizing Tawheed, understanding the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah, you know, Talatul Usul, three fundamental principles of Islam. All these basic fundamental principles of Islam is key to building the foundation of your understanding of the religion, because this is not something that you can just learn at home without going back to the book and the sunnah. And Allah knows best. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.